1.6 million is a lot of money to pay for a winger. And I don't know if Joseph Swali'i has a kicking game, Vossi. And Tim Horan wasn't sure either, but he said if you're playing number, if you're playing fullback in rugby, you've got to have a kicking game. So I don't know where that leaves us with Swali'i. But John of Janelli says money talks. I thought Joseph Swali'i had pledged his allegiance to Samoa. $1.6 million means he's going to play for the Wallabies.
Play for Australia. Fair point, John. Now, that's a little cynical, but that's a fair point. We did hear honour the family, rugby league, want to play for Samoa, not Australia. Don't want to play for Australia. Mm. Did rugby union ask him that? Do you actually want to play for us? Well, he's at $1.6 million. Yeah, I want to play for you. That's a great text from John. Might get text of the week. Might get the prize. Choice of tickets to a home game at the NRL. It's a great point. Michelle Bishop, make your own rules at any time fitness. Craig Bellamy, more chatter around what's happening next season. Did you see him lose his you-know-what on the weekend? How's he going to last? How's he going to get through this season, let alone next?
Couldn't miss it. But the Storm have revealed that their plans are to make a play for Queensland coach Billy Slater to succeed Craig Bellamy in 2024. Now, Slater's set to be offered a lucrative deal, but the Storm, they are in for a fight, guys, because Queensland Rugby League won't let him walk away easily. They are determined for him to remain the coach of the Maroons, and they basically wanted to, well, they want to have the chat now. They want to sit down and extend his deal now. But here's the catch. This is the strange one. He's not prepared to sit down and talk about extending any time with Queensland until after this series. So make of that what you will. It's odd. He's entitled to do this. Is he upping his value to Queensland, or is he, you know, sort of maybe considering the move to the Melbourne Storm? Two things. You'd have to be really, really nervous backing up from taking over from the freak that is Craig Bellamy and all he's achieved at the Melbourne Storm. But I'm scratching my head thinking, why would you, you know, jump into coaching all year round when, you know, he's got it pretty easy just swanning in, looking after Queensland and, you know, doing his thing and being able to live up to do everything else, you know, with his horses and all the rest of the stuff he does throughout his life. Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure we've spoken to Cameron Smith about this, but we'll raise it again about Billy Slater and the possibility of him taking over as Melbourne Storm coach. I think it's, I would say it's a long shot.
Yeah, Jason Rolls is obviously the front runner. We've also got the Storm's assistant, Mark Brettnell. And there was some talk on the weekend about Michael Maguire. I can't see that happening. Guys, very, very happy there at the Raiders, and they've obviously got some long-term plans for him.
Now, we've got some great basketballers playing in the NBA and around the country, but can you tell us about Alex Toohey?
Yeah, well, it's an easy name to remember for us, but he's one of our best young talents in basketball, and he's just been recognised on a global scale. He's been selected in the Nike Hoop Summit World Select Team. Now, the summit, they pit the best talents in the American high school system against an international team made up of the top under-19s players. We're talking Patty Mills, Josh Green. They've followed the same pathway. The American team they face has produced players like NBA All-Stars Kevin Durant, Derrick Rose. So the summit will be held in Portland on April 9. He's off to a US college mid-year. Just before I bail, guys, another name, Jensen Bradke, a Victorian kid, son of basketball legend Mark Bradke and, of course, tennis champ Nicole Bradke, not bad parents to have. He's off to America as well, just 18. He's in our top 10 now of, you know, potential futures
that's good.
For Australia.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? That's great news. Awesome, you're welcome news. To Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Michelle, have the rest of the day off and hit the gym, the Savo.
I'll be doing that. Guys, Tamari Martin, he's got to be one of the players, hasn't he? 1,000 NRL clubs. I think he's up to 5 or 6.
Tamari Martin,
see,
yeah.
You think so?
Tigers,
no,
Panthers.
Yeah.
Tigers, Panthers,
yeah, didn't play
Cowboys,
first grade the Tigers,
Broncos. Oh, yeah, but he was there.
Yeah, like, didn't play first grade, yes.
He was a Tiger.
Yes, hearing it. Mm. Hearing it.
Yeah.
It is 7 minutes to 7 minutes to 8. No Ivan song this morning. I don't think there's any of those name songs, but we'll find out in just a moment. Mm. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.